From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. A Republican official says conservative Georgia Representative Doug Collins is expected to challenge newly appointed Senator Kelly Loeffler for her Senate seat this year. Loeffler was appointed to the seat by Governor Brian Kemp and took office this month. That filled a vacancy after Senator Johnny Isaacson retired for health reasons. President Trump had reportedly lobbied Kemp to choose Collins for the seat, who has been a vocal defender of the White House. Collins is a four-term congressman who has represented Georgia's 9th district since 2013. The University of Georgia has released its economic outlook for agriculture, and as GPB's Sarah Rose reports, international trade is still expected to impact Georgia farmers in 2020.
UGA's College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences' 2020 Georgia Agricultural Forecast is being presented to farmers across the state. UGA professor Adam Rabinowitz says issues around trade have created a lack of stability in the agriculture industry.
There's been a lot of uncertainty lately in the last couple of years as a result of trade disputes. There's been a little bit of recovery in some areas. It hasn't been much.
Rabinowitz says it's not entirely bad news, though. Continued discussions with other global economies and a lack of new tariffs could help this year's economic prospects. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Rose in Atlanta.
Noise and odor from a biomass plant are angering some residents in a northwest Georgia county. GPB's Sophia Salaby has that story.
The Georgia Renewable Power Plant in Franklin County burns wood waste to create energy. But the county declared it a public nuisance in December following months of testing by the plant's owners, mostly due to the noise and emissions it created. Beth Thomas is the Franklin County manager.
So when you have that high volume of noise, devastatingly loud noise, that many times at all hours of the day, it led to a lot of complaints.
GRP has since installed silencers and says the sounds residents complained about should diminish now that the plant is operational. Meanwhile, the county is working with independent contractors to do noise and air quality testing to ensure GRP has made the required changes. They're still waiting on results. GRP also has a plant in Madison County. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.
For more news and updates, go to our website, gpbnews.org.